This is program number LW2656. I like the way Theodore Roosevelt put it. He said, there has never yet been a man in our history who led a life of ease whose name was worth remembering. Hi, this is Larry West. I guess Roosevelt knew what he was talking about because up until the time he was elected, he was the youngest man to ever become president of the United States. And his hard work has made his name worth remembering. There's another one whose hard work has made his name worth remembering. During the Great Depression, four law students at Duke University were sharing a room in an old ramshackled farmhouse located about a mile through the woods from the campus. Now, they were there because they couldn't find and afford anything better. They didn't have any running water out there, no heat, that is, other than an old laundry stove, but they worked hard studying law. And three of the four were in the top three in their graduating class. And it's not surprising that the four later became successful in their chosen fields. William Perdue became an executive of the Ethel Corporation. Fred Albrink made a career of the Navy. Lyman Brownfield built a prosperous law practice in Columbus, Ohio. And the fourth member of that hard-working, economy-minded quartet is the man I'm talking about. His hard work has resulted in our remembering his name. He became President of the United States. Richard Nixon. Hard work. There's no substitute for it. If we ever lose our drive, our desire to achieve, our pride in the quality we can produce, then we, even as a nation, will have a name not worth remembering. And about that very thing, Theodore Roosevelt said, "The things that will destroy America are prosperity at any price, peace at any price, safety first instead of duty first, the love of soft living, and the get-rich-quick theory of life." Hard work. Hard work is the way America started out, and that's why it has become the nation Americans have been proud of. It's because of men like Thomas Edison. Because of his hard work, Americans are proud of their heritage. Did you know that the United States Patent Office granted Edison 1,098 patents? 122 of them were given to him before he was 30 years of age. He knew what hard work was all about. In fact, Thomas Edison said, "Work heals and ennobles." He said that on his 75th birthday. He said, "Work brings out the secrets of nature and applies them for the happiness of men." It's because of Thomas Edison's hard work that his name is worth remembering. There's another name that has become famous because of the man's hard work. I mean, this name has become really famous. This man didn't have the advantage of some of Thomas Edison's inventions. He didn't have the phonograph or the telephone or the typewriter. There were no moving pictures that could capture this man's hard labor so that his name could be spread around the world. Yet he became famous anyway. You see, he lived almost 2,000 years ago, and history says that his fame went throughout all of ancient Syria. Everyone had heard of him in the area called Galilee. And in fact, one historian said, the news about him spread all the more so that crowds of people came to hear him. The man I'm talking about is Jesus. I don't know if you've read much about Jesus, but if you'd take a look at the history book called the Bible, you'd find that Jesus was a man who believed in hard work. I mean, it's an understatement to say that he had a big job to do when he arrived on the scene. He had his work cut out for him. He spent long days and sleepless nights working, talking to people, helping people, healing people. You see, people was his work. He labored building a corporation. It takes a lot of hard work, sweat, and tears to get such a corporation going, especially when the requirement for getting a job in it depends upon your heart, your attitude. Now, 2,000 years have gone by, and there is no other single man more talked about today than this ancient hard worker, Jesus Christ. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that talks more about this famous, hard-working man. I'd like to send it to you. It's a free Bible study course. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.